I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rajasthan, India's anti-conversion bill hit another hurdle. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He says the governor refused to sign it and sent it back. Parliament then made a formal request to send it to the president. Stravers says it's an act of desperation, adding India is very open to the gospel, which means persecution will continue.
Those people who are in control and who are in lockstep with Hindu extremists and nationalists who see Christianity as a threat to their position and their way of life, are going to do everything they can to oppose it.
Meanwhile, in a time when men don't like to go to church in the U.S., Promise Keepers says men are turning to Christ. Bob Record with Total Life Impact is the evangelist for PK. He says the do's and don'ts of legalism turns off most men, but they're responding to their relationship message. Record says with four events under their belts, more than 1,500 men have come to Christ. He says Albany, New York has been the biggest response.
That is a pretty unchurched area. We had over 650 men come in response to the invitation to turn their lives over to Jesus Christ.
And when lightning damaged their transmitter 6 months ago, the Horeb Bible radio station in Bolivia borrowed a smaller transmitter in order to stay on the air. But a larger, more powerful transmitter is finally on its way. This week, New Tribes missionary and radio technician Bruce Johnson is returning to Bolivia with his family and the new equipment. Horeb broadcasts in Spanish and several tribal languages, and the new transmitter will enable the station's continued far-reaching impact. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-995-4828 for information or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.